This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. As New Mexico redraws the district boundaries for its state legislature, U.S. House, and Public Education Commission, pueblos across the state are collaborating on maps that reflect their people's issues and needs. As KUNM's Nash Jones reports, tribal leaders are calling on the state's redistricting committee to adopt the maps they put forward.
A new state law charges the Citizen Redistricting Committee with proposing several options of district maps to the state legislature. At a recent hearing at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque to take public comment on creating the maps, tribal leaders called on the commission to seek out their expertise and recognize their self-determination.
We come before you to share the importance of incorporating into the 2021 redistricting efforts maps composed by and endorsed by the Pueblos.
Acoma Governor Brian Vio is a member of the All Pueblo Council of Governors, which represents the state's 19 pueblos. Vio warned the committee against treating tribal consultation as a formality. When he became governor in 2019, he said it had been nearly 30 years since he served as a tribal official, but it became clear that such engagement wasn't always meaningful.
I was taken aback by the fact that some of our federal and state agencies were still bringing us together and asking the same questions, and that our responses still were not being considered in the decision-making process.
Vio told the committee that the tribe stood their ground in the 2011 redistricting process.
Unfortunately, it led to a lawsuit. That should not have been necessary.
In 2011, then-Governor Susana Martinez vetoed maps sent to her by the legislature. This led to several lawsuits, one of which came from pueblos arguing that maps that didn't reflect population growth over the previous decade would fail to comply with the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, the Voting Rights Act, and the doctrine of tribal self-determination. The state Supreme Court consolidated all of the redistricting suits, and as a result, the maps we have now were drawn up in state district court.
10 years ago, our united efforts proved successful, and we understand the power of our collective voice in the 2021 process.
Attorney Casey Duma from Laguna Pueblo, co-chair of the All Pueblo Council of Governors Redistricting Committee, said when considering districts on tribal lands, it's important to not just rely on where the reservations are located.
When it comes to Native issues, borders and boundaries really don't mean much. The issues at hand will transcend boundaries.
Issues like language, education, and protecting sacred landscapes.
10 years ago, when we looked at districts on Mount Taylor, there was the influx of interest of uranium mining. And so we saw maps being proposed that would isolate Mount Taylor away from a district that had Laguna and Acoma. Pueblo leadership advocated very strongly that they wanted Mount Taylor in their district because that mountain was sacred.
As any community member can during this process, the All Pueblo Council of Governors plans to propose its own maps to the Citizen Redistricting Committee. Governor John Antonio of Laguna explained that Pueblo leaders would come to a consensus and should be afforded self-determination.
Together, we examine different maps, review the data, and discuss the pros and cons of those boundaries. We rely on the Voting Rights Act and the redistricting principles to guide our decisions, so we support maps supported by law.
Governor Antonio went on to explain the power and influence of maps that accurately reflect tribal communities and values.
The ability of Native Americans to elect representatives of their choice will impact our ability to develop economically, obtain sufficient education, protect critical cultural properties, and protect our people and lands from the adverse economic development that threatens the health and safety of our climate.
Legislative maps have the power to determine whether lawmakers are actually representative of their district's people. 2020 census data released last week shows that around 12.5% of New Mexicans identify at least in part as Native American. Democratic State Representative Georgine Lewis grew up on the Pueblo of Acoma. She says those population numbers are not reflected at the Roundhouse.
I'm one of four Native Americans serving in the 70-member House. The needs of our tribal governments often come to us, and that's great because we need to have seats at decision-making tables.
The Citizen Redistricting Committee now begins the work of drawing and proposing several possible maps for each body. It remains unclear if they'll include the All Pueblo Council of Governors maps among them. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
The public will have an opportunity to weigh in on the draft maps in late September before a final set is sent to the legislature for consideration. Find more online at KUNM.org.